afternoon, and welcome to another Red River Radio Spotlight. I'm Kermit Poling, and I'm joined in the studio by Bobby Darrow, who's a longtime artistic director of Shreveport Little Theater. Also, Anna Maria Spark-Keel, who is in the current upcoming production, playing the role of April in Company, the musical by Stephen Sondheim, a musical that dates from 1970, and it won a number of awards, I think 6 Tony Awards at the time. At its time, it was really a trend-setting musical theater piece. Bobby, it's great to have you in the studios here, in our Knoll Foundation studios. Can you talk a little bit about the show for those who might not be familiar with it?
Sure. Company is about Bobby, who is a 35-year-old bachelor, and everyone wants to give him an opinion on marriage and why he should be married. There are 5 married couples in the show and 3 girlfriends.
It is set up not in a sequential style, but rather a series of vignettes, basically.
Right. In my mind, as a director, I don't think all the couples are ever together with Bobby, but they have different scenes with him. Some of the couples are getting a divorce, or at least one of them. One couple is just about to get married, and so they're coming at marriage from different angles.
And he's trying to figure out whether it's something that's for him or not.
Exactly.
All right. Anna-Marie, you're playing the role of April. Now, this is one of the girlfriends that he's seeing at the time as he's going through this particular part of his life. Why don't you talk a little bit about your role in the show?
Yes, April is an airline stewardess, and one can only imagine where Bobby met her. But for some reason, she tends to kind of punctuate the show. She starts out in a number with the other 2 girlfriends called You Could Drive a Person Crazy. And it's basically those girlfriends responding to Bobby's lack of commitment. He's at the time talking about how he's not afraid to be married. And that's not what he's told these 3 young ladies. And so you get a glimpse of the individual characters of those 3 girls in that number. And then we come back throughout the show to kind of tell you a little bit more about ourselves. April is kind of unique in that she is dumb and she knows she's dumb. She actually tells him, she says, I'm very dumb. There's a little bit of tragedy in that because she knows she's dumb, but she really thinks Bobby's the one. And so it's been a fun part for me to play.
Okay, that's terrific. Some of the music that might be familiar, you mentioned one of them, You Can Drive a Person Crazy, which is sort of an Andrew Sisters kind of number that people are familiar with. But why don't you mention some of the other songs?
One of the numbers I sing actually with Bobby is called Barcelona, and it's a very sweet and soft song. Some of the other things, Not Getting Married Today is one of my favorites. I don't actually sing that. Laura Beeman does in the show, and it is a rapid fire number that I think is going to entertain a lot of people because she gets a lot of words out in a very short period of time, and I really love that. That's
okay.
One of my favorites.
Who sings Being Alive? That's one of
Bobby
the
sings
tunes.
Being Alive, and
okay,
it's at right. the end of the show, and that's really, I think, what do you think, Bobby? That's the 11th hour number, right?
That's my favorite song, and that's sung by our leading man, Eric Lincoln, who works for Shreveport Opera.
Do you want to mention some of the other people that are in the show?
Oh, gosh, there's 14 of us.
Well, yeah. Siva May.
You have a lot of married couples, so Siva May's
Siva
in
May,
one,
and she sings the wonderful number, Ladies Who Lunch. Siva is a wonderful performer anyway, but that number is really a powerhouse as well. And then, of course, Bobby Darrow is in it as our wonderful Larry. Brian Smith, Jessica Modica. Jessica's relatively new. A new talent that I think you're going to want to watch is Jordan Cole. She plays Marta, another one of the girlfriends. Sarah Smith Brown plays Kathy, one of my other counterparts there, another girlfriend. Jenny Warren, that we haven't seen on stage, I think, for quite a few years, is back. She's a nurse now, and so she's actually been able to join us.
And we have a real married couple playing a couple.
That's right.
Blake and Kelly Powell.
And then there's Jeremy, and he's new.
Yes.
And he's an airman, I think, at Barksdale. So
5 new actors for me at the Shreveport Little Theater. Several came from Dallas, several military, and I'm just so glad they looked up Shreveport Little Theater.
Absolutely. Of course, a theater with a great history. I know you have a number of performances for this running through July 14th. It's opening tonight, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and Thursday through Sunday, each of the weekends?
Yes. Well, we're skipping the second Thursday because it's July 4th.
Oh, that's true.
But we'll be running July 5th, 6th, and 7th.
Great. If people want to get tickets, what do they do?
They need to call our box office at 424-4439.
All right, 424-4439. That's in Shreveport, of course. And is their website also?
Yes, ShreveportLittleTheater.com, and theater spelled with an R-E. Or they could stop by our box office at 812 Margaret Place.
That's Company, the musical of Stephen Sondheim. George Firth wrote the book to it. It was a Tony Award-winning musical when it first came out in 1970, and still a great show from the perspective of being 40-some years later. I also want to mention that these performances take place with a live 13-piece orchestra as led by music director Brad Kozak. Bobby, Anna Marie, break a leg. Glad to have you here. And if you're with an organization and you would like to be featured on a future Spotlight on Red River Radio, be sure to give us a call at 800-552-8502.